Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I'm Andy Atherton, back with you in the middle of our bigger than usual theme, like supersized, if you will. We are celebrating the 75th birthday of Mr. Billy Joel. So we're doing 10 great Billy Joel songs here, mixing kind of the different eras, if you will, of Mr. Joel. And I am going back to 1982 for today's, or for this edition at least, off of the album The Nylon Curtain. It is Pressure. So this song I really remember enjoying as a kid. Didn't understand the video as much because of all the kind of the brainwashing subliminal imagery through it. But let's talk about it as we go. So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. And let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So I like the way it kind of starts here. Now, there was, you know, kind of some mixes. Here we saw some, looks like some miniatures there. And we have Billy in a chair with these images. Like he's doing some kind of a brainwashing here. So it was the first single off of The Nylon Curtain. And it reached number 20 in the Billboard Hot 100. And the song, the story of the song really is about the pressure of creating and the pressure of being a provider that Billy stated in an interview in Night School, where he answered questions posed by audience members. And he said it was about, you know, starting out trying to get things going. And pressure was, if you don't get things going, they're going to throw you out of this apartment. I'm hungry. My stomach was going. Pressure, food. I think that's pretty much intense pressure. And the imagery in this is, you know, you have him running on a bridge that looks similar to the ones we have in New York, which probably shot it in New York since he is a native New Yorker. You know, water getting on his shoes here. And, you know, talking to somebody, you know, how you have dreams, right? Because you have pressure on your mind, kind of messes with your head, and you feel like you're drowning. He's not drowning in this, but his room is full with water. And now here's this part kind of, you know, with this interesting party here. And he's sitting here on the couch watching this coffee cup kind of reverse, you know, like pour over. And you have people going through the walls. Now he's getting kind of like swallowed up, eaten by a carpet here, if you will, a rug. So, you know, Cashbox said that the bass, drums, and keyboards at times poke and pound like an annoying headache, appropriately considering the theme, while sliding into briefly melodic calm in others. Now, this the common motif in this video, like I said, is water, whether it's splashed on his shoes, running from school desk, or flooding his apartment. And several scenes of the video make references to movies such as A Clockwork Orange, Poltergeist, and in the framing sequence, The Parallax View. I remember this kid here in the hallway as he's, everything is getting like kind of vacuumed out, and he goes through the window here. And then he gets like stuck in the TV where he's like, that's kind of out of a Twilight Zone. Cause that's definitely an influence here, I would say. And, let's see, we got this old man sitting here in some kind of chair. I don't know what is happening. I like the baseball reference here. You know, I like the Peter Pan references in this movie as well, in this movie, this video as well, song. And we got Billy on some kind of game show here that he's doing, does computer software apparently. And he wins the game. Very 1980s, or late 70s, early 80s with the sets here. And we come through, we got a that same kid is back, no longer trapped in the TV, which is good for him. And there's some other kid that with the water coming out the desk. I don't know if this is supposed to be young Billy. I don't Time Magazine. We had Sesame Street talked about in this as well. And it looks like, I don't know if he's like supposed to be like seeing like scenes of his life with the little kid and the old man. You know, there's a dog. What is happening in this video? And then the hallway is back. Then we got Billy back in the chair. I like how this song like changes the tempo off and on. Yeah, Peter Pan advice. Look, if there's anybody that you all are going to meet, that's Peter Pan. That's me. And Billy does a pretty good job here emoting as the to get the kind of the feeling of the song. And this video is pretty spot on, I think, for trying to give what the song means. And it was a really good job. Billy's videos are pretty good, I got to say. You know, I've seen a lot of them. Almost all of them over the years, and really does a great job here. I mean, the pressure the on YouTube has 11.5 million views, so pretty good. All right, so we got lots more Billy for you this week. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope you're having a good week, and we will see you on the next one.